the Spirit Festival, we're collaborating with other creatives to create a fashion performance, which is called Nalandi in Kaurna language from South Australia. And this is the closest word to woven, which means twisted. So we're celebrating woven textiles and baskets and those techniques and showcasing them on a platform which not only shares culture, but it also celebrates the young women and men from the communities within South Australia. I'm working with Dion Hastings, who's a choreographer, and also Chantelle Henley, who is helping with the set design. We're all working together to create something really special and unique for South Australia.
So can you talk a bit more about the pieces and the garments that you're using?
The fashion performance is really about creating more interest in the area of fashion. There is a lot going on in Australia, but down in South Australia, we just want to inspire the concept of utilising fashion as a way to express and share. Locally, we have Chantelle Henley, who's going to have a collection in the show, and she does a lot of weaving and dyeing fabrics. And then we've also got some amazing pieces from the APY lands. They've done these beautiful batiks, which we're going to be draping on the models. And then also we've got some of the Camp Coorong weavers as a part of the show. And then we've also got some other designers from across the country who are showcasing within the show. So it's a really curated fashion performance to showcase the different pieces that are creating nationally and to also create more of an interest and a buzz in South Australia to encourage more design within fashion.
I can imagine there's also some protocols that you have to work within with working with designers from different communities. Can you talk about maybe some of the challenges of that and also some of the pluses of it as well?
Everyone has their own stories that they are telling from different communities. So they're representing their areas. So every designer has their own stories, which they follow their protocols. We're working with Uncle Stevie in South Australia. In terms of the protocols for the designers and for us creating the show, we are working with some of the elders within Adelaide to ensure that we do represent correctly the designers, as well as having the local models being involved. And just it's quite a collaborative process where we do have a lot of consultation with each other to be able to showcase something that's really special and hopefully just empowers our mob.
So what inspires you then, Grace? I mean, you know, you're doing something that is quite extraordinary as far as a performance with the fashion parade. What sort of sparked you to do this?
For me, what inspires me is that the outcomes for the young women and men who are involved, and it's something that pushes them to be a part of something that they wouldn't usually do in their day-to-day lives. The fashion industry is notorious for selecting people on their shape, size, height, ethnicity, and whereas this is creating a space to really give everyone a sense of self-empowerment and to share with Australia how beautiful and rich our culture is. So that's what really inspires me, is to be able to showcase it through a new way of sharing, which is fashion, but not do it in the expected way that you see maybe at fashion shows during Fashion Week. And it has more of a, yeah, it's acknowledging and sharing more of our stories through collaboration and consultation, as I mentioned previously.
Fantastic. Well, look, thank you so much for joining Living Black Radio. I'm looking forward to seeing some of the photos. Congratulations, and it sounds like you've got a very bright future ahead of you.
Thank you so much.